Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to 5150, where all the craziness happens. This is your host, Alexa. I know, guys, long time no talk. I apologize. Okay. Sorry, literally, I'm like, I've been so busy every single episode. And you know what? Actually, I'm going to be honest. There's absolutely no excuse for me. And that's it. But any hoosers, since we've talked last time, Valentine's Day has passed. Just kidding. I mean, so Valentine's Day happened, came, it left, and that was almost over a month ago. Don't judge me. So yeah, guys, I haven't put out another episode since. Sorry. Let's talk about Valentine's Day. I hope everybody had an absolutely amazing, wonderful Valentine's Day, whether you spent it with your friends, your family, your loved one. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because Valentine's Day is all about love. And we love love around here. Anyways, guys. So, my Valentine's Day, I did like a little Galentine's Day thing with the girls. Right? So it was me, my best friend, so Leah, let me just say Leah at this point, because y'all all already know who she is. So it was me, Leah, and my mom. Okay, perfect. And we were like, let's go ahead and, you know, let's put some patches on some jackets, be real cute, real cute. And we all sat around, put patches on jackets. We, like, ironed them on, but little old me, I went home and I got some, like, needle and thread, and I was going for it. So, yeah, our jackets aren't done yet. Well, mine's not done. I don't know about theirs. But tell me why I ordered my jacket, right? What am I talking about? I already had the jacket. I ordered the patches online. The patches did not get to me in time. They literally delivered, I think, like 2 or 3 days after Valentine's Day. How lovely. But now Dustin wants to do a jacket of his own. Kitty has like a cute little black vest. So I'm just kind of like, okay, you know, let's get you some patches for that too. And we can just sit here, sew it up. I don't know how cute. But yeah, so when we did Galentine's Day, Leah has 2 kiddos and I don't really get to see them that often. As often as I would like, but sweet little Novellini, she was fully in the Valentine's Day spirit, everybody. She was sitting there with her little cute dress. Oh, it was so cute. It was so cute with her little hair up and little pigtails. Cute. And then I got to see her son, Kylo, for the first time. No, I did not hold him. I did not hold that baby. Because at that time, that baby was like a month old. A month and some weeks old. No, thank you. I'm okay. The thing is, I just get a little scared. Y'all feel this way too? I get a little scared holding a new fresh baby. It's technically fresh out the cooch still. You know what I'm saying? Like, that baby is so precious just in general in life that I don't want to hold him just yet. You know? I could leave that to his mama and daddy. You know what I'm like? Now, my cousin Piper, I held her when she was a baby, but she was already like 8 months old. She was almost a whole year at that point. I don't know. I just get so scared and so nervous. I hope somebody out there feels that way too. I hope somebody out there, you know, relates to me in that way. But, and I don't know, it was just so much fun getting to hang out. My mom got us lunch and we all just kind of sat around, ate lunch, chit-chatting, did the jackets, chit-chatting. And we had a few little drinky drinks. No worries. And then dance parties with the kids. Duh. That's what auntie's for, you know? That's what auntie is for. We're going to have dance parties. We're going to have fun. And your mom can discipline you. Because I'm not disciplinary. But aunties are supposed to be fun. Like, whoop, 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 whoop. Yeah. That's what aunties do. Anyways, guys, so then I ended up spending the night at Leah's house because I had my Aunt Linda's party to go to the next day. Now, my Aunt Linda's party was a surprise party. Uncle Ron spoiled the surprise, so nothing was a surprise that day. But I spent the night at Leah's. And guys, I've been friends with Leah for so long. We've seen each other in so many different stages of life, as I've mentioned before. But oh my God. I love just eating dinner with them. A fresh cooked meal by Leah. We had steak, potatoes, and like a little veggie medley kind of deal. It was just so much fun. Like, just getting to sit down and just chill with her at the end of the day. Like, how amazing. It genuinely felt like the old times, but updated because she has kids. And I love this for her. I love this motherhood for her. I've said this plenty of times, y'all. I know y'all think I'm just repeating myself. But yeah, and then in the morning, she made us waffles. All was well. And then I had to get ready for my Aunt Linda's. And Aunt Linda's, it was great. It was fine. It was cool. Me and my dad, we were like, hey, woo! And everybody else is like, hey, how's it going? Calm down. But that's okay because you know what? Nobody's going to dim my light. Nobody. And then I had to drive 3 hours back home. Isn't that just delightful? Not including the driving back home, but just in general. So yeah, that's what happened to me on my little Valentine's Day weekend. It was so much fun. I love just spending time with loved ones. That's just, it's top tier. Y'all see that? If you're watching the video, you see that. It's my headphones. Wow, how slow could one really be? How slow can one really be? So Valentine's Day movies. I watched Crazy Stupid Love for the first time before I went over there for Valentine's Day. Guys, what is that movie? I watched the whole thing through. It was a good movie, don't get me wrong. But like, that movie will just have you going like, oh my God, that happened. Oh my God. So what are some of y'all's favorite Valentine's Day movies? I personally don't really have that many Valentine's Day movies because I don't know. Maybe I haven't seen that many Valentine's Day movies. Hang on, let's see. Let's give it a goog. Let's see. I don't know because a lot of the Valentine's Day movies I feel, I don't know if this is true, but I feel rope in with Christmas too. Ooh, there's a new Valentine's Day movie that's a horror movie. Ooh. That sounds interesting. See, there's a lot of movies on here that a Blue Valentine. Guys, that if you want to cry your eyes out, watch it. Watch it. If you want to watch a really, really nice, funny movie, don't watch that. Okay. Because I remember it used to be on Netflix forever ago, and I stayed up real late at night, and I watched that movie. Oh, my God. I was crying. I don't know what it is, but, like, either staying up late and or waking up super duper early, like at, like, 2, 3 a.m., and then watching a movie just have you feel so more emotional than you normally would. I don't see anything on this list that's Valentine's Day movies. The Notebook. 10 Things I Hate About You. That's such a good movie, but it's, I don't know. I don't consider it Valentine's Day. What is Valentine's Day movies? Is that movies that are just romantic? Or is that like, or it could be? Or does Valentine's Day movies only have to involve Valentine's Day in it? Why am I just now thinking about these things as a 24-year-old? I'm not saying it's concerning. I'm just saying we should be a little cautious. Because if we're talking about just like romantic movies, 10 Things I Hate About You is perfect. And I recently showed Dustin Benny and June. If you guys have never seen that movie, it's basically about two neurodivergent people. And they live together, but not on their own. June's brother Benny takes care of June. And you just have to watch the movie to see what it's all about, really. Because I'm not going to sit here and spoil it because it's one of my favorite movies. When I first met my boyfriend, I said after, I think it was like the third time we hung out, I always said that our vibes are like the movie 10 Things I Hate About You and Benny and June. I think that's really saying something. I love that man. I love that man. I'll say it from the rooftops. If I could get up there. Sorry about that, guys. My iPad ran out of storage. Oopsies. Anyways, so, you know what? I forgot what I was saying. I was talking about something, about movies. But Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is always and constantly about your partner and not really about, you know, your family or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Or about like siblings or your kids, which is so weird to me. Personally, growing up, Valentine's Day, me and my mom, we would get each other some gifts. And I remember one year I was really, really sick on Valentine's Day. And my mom was like, what can I do to make it better? And I go, the 6-foot stuffed bear. That's what you can do to make my sickness go away. What'd she do? Oh, she went to the store and got me the 6-foot bear. I loved that bear. Guys, if you ever have like a little inkling of like getting a 6-foot bear, do it. Get it. It will change your life. You'd love it. And even if not, you can just prop them up and have like a little tea party. Have a little tea party with your stuffed animal. Love it. But on a real note, if I could redesign Valentine's Day, it would be to be every single day. We should be loving each other, our loved ones, our partners, our kids, the same way every single day. I love that because little gifts here and there, oh, love it. Loving your kids every single day rather than just on one day. I'm just kidding. I doubt anybody really does that. But I'm just saying, like, Valentine's Day, oh my God, and get them chocolates, get them this, get them that. Why don't we do that every so often anyways? I don't know. I just feel like we should be celebrated every day. I'm not talking about every single person. I'm just talking about the people that you love and that you're close with. Like your best friends, your parents, anything like that. Obviously, if you're on good terms. But yeah, I don't know. I just think surrounding yourself with beautiful and amazing people that you can love every single day. Yes. If I could redesign Valentine's Day, that is what it would be. For sure. Okay, enough with the foo-foo, fa-fa. We should be celebrating every day. Okay, enough with that. That's it. Period. But anyways, for those people that, you know, do like the whole like Valentine's Day thing, not even like that, but you know what I'm saying? Y'all better be going to the store and getting you some half off chocolates. Chocolate. Are y'all? Not gonna lie. Those, like, boxes of chocolates are so good. But, like, the Ghirardelli chocolates, they be on sale, too. And the Lindor's. I just got back from the gym. Sipping on the protein shake. Ugh, love. And guys, I do this way too often where I come back and it'll be another day. It's another day. Okay, so, sorry. Sorry about that, y'all. But a quick little thought. Since this is the Valentine's Day episode, I think it was just very fitting to talk about situationships, okay? If two people agree to something and be like, hey, this is what this is and nothing else. We're just going to hook up. We're just going to do this. We're just going to do that. And it's nothing else. Don't sit here and complain when, oh my God, he's not doing this. Now, I will say, especially in the dating pool now, like I was ever available for that long. I didn't like hop between people, but like, you know what I'm saying? I was in a relationship for 3 years and then now I'm in another relationship, but I was single for that whole year. And then before that, I actively wanted to stay single because I was just like, well, I can offer myself the things that I need. You know, like, why need a man? Oh. Y'all, my computer's tripping. Trippity trip trip. Anyways, so I will say, like, the thing of like the blurred lines is when somebody just playing with somebody else's feelings. Like, you want it to be like, hey, like, let's go, you know, like, let's go to the movies or, you know, let's go on dates and stuff. And the other person's like, yeah, cool. Like, emotionally unavailable, not necessarily toxic and like wanting to manipulate you or like put hands on you or abuse you or anything like that. But it's like, don't be over here playing around. Don't be playing around. Don't be playing no games. I think that is like the blurred lines. But if two people agree and say, hey, this is what it is, this is what this is, then what's the problemo? Like, for real, I don't know. Maybe I'm not understanding. But, you know, I have like a few friends. Just a few friends. And some of them are in long-term relationships, love, 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 but also some of them, well, actually, most of my friends, we were all single at the same time. And these stories are insane. So basically, I'm gonna tell y'all a story about one of my friends. I'm not gonna name names. Let's call my friend Lollipop, okay? And then let's call this guy Frog, okay? Lollipop and Frog. So Lollipop was really into this guy. This guy was very nice. They went on a little hike together. How cute! And this guy was really, really sweet, okay? And tell me why. As like this little, I don't, I guess situationship, I guess. Situationship had progressed. She's like, hey, yo, like, really like you. You cool, you know? And then Frog was like, I like you too. You're cool. And so it's like, okay, you know, Frog would invite Lollipop over to his house when he was having a party. And then, like, Frog would also, like, invite her out whenever him and his friends were, like, gonna go out to dinner and they were bringing their girlies, right? So the situation is like arm candy. Like, he had her around for arm candy. And then Lollipop is like, excuse me, because at this point they haven't hooked up, right? So she's like, excuse me, are we gonna like do things? And Frog was like, nah, nah. And then Lollipop was like, F you, dude. And what was crazy is Lollipop never even held his man hand, no nothing. Just kissed him. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, why are you on a dating app if that's what you're gonna do? And the thing is I don't know how many other people he was doing this to, because Lollipop my friend, so I don't know these other bitches, okay? I just know Lollipop. And yeah, to where it's kind of like, if you're not feeling somebody, if you're not feeling somebody, it's okay to be like, hey yo, like, I really don't think this is gonna work out. Like, we're good. We're chilling. I respect you as a person. Leave it at that. Why is this whole like run around with people's emotions? This protein shake good. Anyways, y'all. Okay, so I was at the gym today, getting my lift on. Today was arm day. Feeling great. Feeling cool. And you know, it's a gym, so there's people at the barbell area. There's people at the dumbbells. There's people on the machines. There's people on the treadmills and all that, right? Which is still a machine, but you guys know what I mean. The cardio area. So I was over there at the dumbbells, just doing my thing, just Get my shoulder press, get my bicep curls, right? And there was an older man that was there. He like walks up to the bench press. He is shorter than me. Now, I am 5'4" at best. Let's just be real here. I'm 5'3½". But you just round that up and I'm 5'4", okay? I'm 5'4". So, anyways, so this guy came up and he was shorter than me. Cool. This man looked like Wolverine, like an older version of Wolverine. Like if Wolverine put up the suit and retired, his sideburns were out, like almost touching the corner of his mouth. Like, guys, this man was, he was Wolverine, you know? Anyways, so he's over there doing his thing. I'm doing my thing. So I'm not really paying attention to Wolverine over here. I'm really not. So I'm paying attention to myself, right? So then I go to wipe off my, you know, dumbbells and the bench that I was using. So I walk over there. Now I have to walk in front of Wolverine to get the little wipey wipes. So I go walk in front of him, get the wipey wipes. And then all of a sudden, Wolverine starts talking to me. I have my headphones. Anyways, so Wolverine starts talking to me and I have my headphones in. I don't know what's going on. And so I'm like, what? What? And I take my earbud out. I'm like, oh, what? And he said, machine. And I'm like, what? All he said was machine and stared at me like, what? What do you mean machine? And so I just, yeah, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what the man said. I said, excuse me, what? And he said, machine. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Like, let's be so for real. And so then Wolverine was like, I don't have enough plates for the barbell. So then I look over there to see what he has going on the barbell. This man had 5 big old plates. Oh, he had 5 big old plates that he just had racked on it. And I'm like, okay, I don't. And then he goes, so you're going to need the machine? And I was like, oh, no. You can stay right there. Like, you're good. And so then he was like, oh, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, like, you're A-okay, sir. You're perfect just the way that you are. I'm actually going to go to that other machine over there. And so he was like, okay. This man did incline chest press. And he went, that man did 10 reps with those plates. He probably did more, but guess what? I wasn't paying attention because I was looking at myself again. When you go to the gym, you just look at yourself and just get in your own vibe. It's just as simple as that, you know, but wow. Like, that was so shocking. Like, oh my God, Wolverine, get into it. Ain't nobody should be stopping that man from achieving what he needs to achieve. I'm being so serious. He was there by himself too. Love. Let's not talk about my phone case. Okay. Let's not talk about it. Now, let's go to the segment of things I hate for this week. Okay. When somebody... So, you're walking and somebody... Hey! And you're like, hey! And you don't know the person. You don't recognize them. But maybe you're like, oh, maybe, you know, I've ran into them at the store before or somewhere before. And then they're waving at the person behind you. I hate that only because it's like, at least say a name. Hey, Deborah! Hey, so it's not just, hey! Because then it's like, oh, you're talking to me. You're automatically talking to me. Okay, period. Like, well, hey, how are you doing today? You know, but then it's like, I don't know, it's a quick ego death. You're like, oh, not me. But I love that at the same time because it's like, don't be waving at me. Not like in a rude way, but just like a, I don't know you. But if you know me, at the same time, it's kind of like, I guess you could wave to me if you knew me. But I don't know you like that. I just don't know you like that. And that's that. It's not really I hate it, but it's like a... Ooh. Okay, something else I hate, guys. This hasn't happened to me in a long, long, long time. But I see it happen to other people. And like, I laugh every time. But I try to turn my head to where they can't see me. Tripping and falling in public. That is so annoying. Especially if someone, like if you're rushing around. And you're like, all right. You know, da da da. If you're at the flea market, da da da. Or, you know, at the store, at the mall, and you're rushing around, and then boom, on the floor, splat. Not like you died. No, not like that. But that, and you know, other people are looking at you. I wish in instances like that, you could totally just erase everybody within a few feet of you's memory of what happened 2 seconds ago and just get up and just carry about your day. I like seriously wish you could do that. Because that's so mortifying. Don't look at me. Last time I've done that was many, many moons ago and I literally left wherever I was at. Because that's so embarrassing. Like totally. But it's also like, why did I have to do that here? Like if I do it in a parking lot, it's fine. But if I do it here, somewhere where everybody's watching. And a parking lot's like, oh, like at a football game or something. Like, oh, you've been drinking. Or like, oh, you're rushing to get away, get around. Somebody might be following you. If somebody's following you, like say something. Oh, like that episode, I almost got kidnapped. Yeah. Like I said something to them and they were like, no, ma'am, we will not walk you out. Rude. But I spoke up. I completely spoke up. I'm trying to sip my protein shake. Okay, do y'all do this too with your protein shakes? Like if that's what you're into, if you're not, like it's totally a-okay. But you make it into like a ice cream kind of deal. Like I get it. Shake is ice cream. Perfect, perfect. But like, you know, shake is just a more, a little bit more melted down version of ice cream. Let's just say it how it is. And then a smoothie is with fruit and stuff, right? And it's more like a slush. Kinda. Anyways, I like making my protein shakes so thick. But this is melting and I'm like, excuse me. It tastes like one of those chocolate shakes that you get at like, no, not McDonald's. But like, as a kid, like at Wendy's. Oh my God. Did y'all see that? Those girls beating that Wendy's window open and throwing things around, grabbing things from the inside, throwing things around. Oh my God. And then there was an actual update where they arrested two of the girls and they couldn't find one. I don't know any updates on that story since then. So obviously they might have arrested the other chica too when this comes out. But guys, that's insane. And then the OG person that like put it up, she had to take it down because it's a police investigation. That's insane. That's beyond me. That is beyond. What do we think about that? Guys, like, what do we think about that? That's so embarrassing. And then in the comments, somebody was saying like, it was because they were charging them for a sauce. Yeah, if you want to get extra sauce, you get charged. I get it. It's frustrating. The company needs to make money. You're losing money in regards to the ingredients to make the sauce. Just as a corporation itself. I get why we have to pay for it. I remember when it was free for extra sauce. But there's no need. Y'all ruined y'all's lives in 0.2 seconds over Wendy's. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it for a 4 for $4. That's all I'm saying. Ooh. I mean, I hate it, but like it's fine with having to pay for extra sauce. I guess that'll be like another thing I hate. Like I hate that we have to pay for extra sauce, but at the same I just had a brain fart. But at the same time, I get it. As like a company perspective, I get it. I understand. But I also remember when it was free. My favorite sauces are Cane's Raising Cane's sauce and the sauces at Whataburger. Whataburger, that jalapeno ranch at Whataburger. Ooh, and there's also another jalapeno ranch at Chewy's, but Chewy's is not fast food. It's a sit-down Tex-Mex restaurant. I love Chewy's. People want to sit there and complain. Well, Chili's and Tex-Mex, it's not real Mexican food. I know. You don't go to a Tex-Mex restaurant expecting super amazing, authentic Mexican food. You're going to get, most of the time, like if you go to somewhere like Chili's, you're going to get good quality food, but it's not going to be absolutely authentic. You know what I'm saying? Now, like, if you go to, like, a taco truck or, you know, somewhere that doesn't say Tex-Mex and it's Mexican food, yeah, I would expect a little bit more with, like, authentic, real authentic Mexican food. For sure. Absolutely. But, guys, Whataburger sauce, so good. Raising Cane's sauce, so good. But Whataburger has so many different kinds of sauce. I love it. I am a saucy queen. I do love a good sauce. A sauce just helps the food just bam. I don't like I don't like raw dog and no chicken nuggets or burritos or fries. That doesn't feel right to me. Raw dogging, chicken nuggets, fries, burritos, anything like that. That makes it feel like somebody was too broke for sauce. Most of the time it's 50 cents. Or cheaper. But I hope everybody out there had an amazing Valentine's Day, even though it's March. I hope y'all were fucking and bumping. Think that concludes the rest of this episode. You can find me on TikTok at Alexa Bablexa with periods in between. In between the Alexa, the and the B-A and the yeah, y'all have heard it a whole bunch of times now. And y'all can also go follow my Instagram. Same thing, Alexa Bablexa. And then you could also go ahead and follow the podcast Instagram too. 51.50 with Alexa. Period. And now that we are on YouTube, maybe I could put the links down below. And I also stream on Twitch, guys, every Wednesday and Sunday. If y'all want to go check that out, totally. But all right, guys, I hope y'all have an amazing day. Rain, sprinkle, sunflower. It's going to rain this weekend, so kind of ready for some movers. All right, sorry. I keep talking. All right, peace out. Girls, go. Bye.